It's Thursday, June 27th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A Ladysmith man is in custody after a domestic incident and high-speed chase on Sunday. Authorities have pulled the body of a missing man from the Eau Claire River. Polls say it's a tight race between Trump and Biden in Wisconsin, and the Packers have a new CEO and president. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A 44-year-old Ladysmith man is in jail following a domestic incident, high-speed chase, and police using less lethal rounds to subdue him. Charged in Rusk County Circuit Court on Tuesday was Jamie Bassans. He faces charges including felony second-degree recklessly endangering safety, domestic abuse recklessly endangering safety, felony fleeing from officers, and misdemeanors resisting officers, domestic criminal damage to property, and domestic disorderly conduct. All are repeat offenses. A cash bond was set at $1,000 with conditions to have no contact with the victim. Rusk County Sheriff Jeff Wall said police were called to a residence on Highway 8 Sunday evening for the domestic incident. There, an SUV drove at police and the caller before fleeing east toward Ladysmith. The high-speed chase continued south on Highway 27. After two attempts, a tire deflation device stopped the vehicle. Bassans was taken into custody after police used less lethal munitions. The body of a missing man has been pulled from the Eau Claire River. Raymond Newport tells us more.
Eau Claire County deputies say 35-year-old Robert Hansen went missing on Sunday after trying to cross a part of the river on foot and slipping under the water. His body was spotted on Tuesday by a kayaker. An autopsy has been scheduled to determine his exact cause of death. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court called for an investigation Wednesday after the leak of a draft order that showed the court would take a case brought by Planned Parenthood that seeks to declare that access to abortion is a right protected by the state constitution. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler called for the investigation after Wisconsin Watch reported on the draft order that it obtained. The order, as reported by Wisconsin Watch, said the court would hear the court challenge, but it was not a ruling on the case itself. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows a close race for president in Wisconsin. Bob Haig has the numbers.
President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump tied at 50% in a head-to-head matchup among registered voters. Among likely voters, Biden the choice of 51% to Trump's 49%. The results include initially undecided voters who were then asked about whom they would vote for if they had to choose between the two candidates. Trump led by 2 points among both registered and likely voters in April's Marquette poll. The survey was conducted June 12th through 20th, interviewing 871 registered voters with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.6 percentage points. 784 likely voters were interviewed, and the margin of error among those respondents was plus or minus nearly 5 percentage points. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The chair of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission wants faster development of new nuclear technologies. Summer Strand commented during a WISP Politics luncheon in Madison last week.
There is a lot of really exciting innovation, research and development happening on the nuclear front. If I had it my way, it would be happening faster and be more readily deployable now.
Strand said the U.S. Senate has approved a measure to facilitate that work, and she noted that European countries are already making progress on small modular reactors. The Green Bay Packers have a new CEO and president. Ted Ahlen tells us more.
The team's chief operating officer and general counsel, Ed Policy, will succeed Mark Murphy in those positions in July of next year. That's when Murphy turns 70, which is the Packers' mandatory retirement age. Ed Policy is the son of Carmen Policy, who was an executive for the San Francisco 49ers during that team's Super Bowl championship seasons of the 1980s and 90s. Murphy assumed his current role with the Packers in 2008. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.